This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. You start whining before the game's even over. If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
From his lips to our ears, absolutely nothing. But, of course, what we're finding out now is, what did he know? What did he hold back? And, of course, without hearing it from the president, the former president, you really know for sure. You don't know for sure, although it's interesting. And I find it quite amusing when you get the Democratic operatives and the apparatchik of the Democratic Party, who are well fueled with the traditional grape juice, come out and say what the president was doing, that he wasn't, trying to, cover for Hillary or anything like that. It was, you hear him come across. He sounds rather sincere that he doesn't think that, that it's even feasible because of the process itself that anybody could actually, break through and influence the election. He's given, again, a little bit of cover in much the same way, as you'll recall, that Candy Crowley had given the president cover during the one debate with Mitt Romney in saying, well, the president did call it. He did call it terror. I mean, she interjected herself and then found out later, well, he didn't exactly say that. This is what's happening, is that he gives himself a little bit of cover and plausible deniability, I guess. And, and then afterwards he can come out and appear to be a genius, that he was just, protecting the integrity of the whole voting process. And it's hard when you reconcile statements like this, the fact that he was aware that something was taking place. So this did happen on his watch. And what did he do about it? Do we need another special counsel to figure that out as well? Or why can't we just run an analysis on it and say, hey, look, this is what happened. And we only would do this exercise for the sake of future elections. What did we learn from this process? What was the footprint that was left behind that said the Russians actually did it? And was the slap on the hand in closing some of the embassy offices for Russia, was that enough? As Obama said, he told me, hey, you better cut it out. I guess that's the new diplomatic term and the diplomatic exercises. You just tell them, Scott, hey, cut it out. And, they're going to stop. Right. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's, if it wasn't true and it wasn't this funny, it's really pathetic when you think about it. The president can, like I said, he's got room to wiggle in the former president and say, well, I was trying to protect it all. Because either way, it was one of those things, if he'd have said something, was this going to give Trump more ammunition to scream foul? because, you know, as others suggested, is that the president was convinced, absolutely convinced, that Hillary was going to win. Oh, surprise. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is still our mission, ladies and gentlemen. If it's going to happen, it's going to be bottom up, not top down. Top down is what, got us into this mess to begin with, right? Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're joined by Dr. Ann Pierce right now, a contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, and the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, A Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. I want to talk about Korea. Earlier this year, you wrote about the futile pursuit of negotiations with North Korea. Their nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions have continued to advance so far and so fast that clearly they have become an existential threat.
Oh, that's so right. What we've seen over the last years is the exponential progress of both North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, to the point that their capability is said to be growing every day. And over the past several weeks, we've seen North Korea test 4 new systems that has reliable, short, and medium-range missiles. And one of the medium-range missiles is very close to being a capable long-range missile. In other words, one that could hit the continental United States. So this is a serious threat, and we can be glad that the Trump team is in control, because Obama, Clinton, and Kerry really did not do enough about this and had a very reclining position toward this development.
Yeah. I like that, a reclining position. No longer leading from behind. We're just reclining and watching, observing everything to see what happens next year. Not good foreign policy, to say the least. You get some commentaries coming out, Dr. Pierce, that say, people are freaking out because they don't know all the details of what's happening. But I like not knowing all the details, because if we know all the details, so does the enemy. And this is what used to drive me nuts about the Obama administration. They had to tell everybody, what they were thinking and when they were going to act on it. So our enemy, I mean, it's like, they were part of the board of directors. I mean, they were there as part of our intelligence operation just by virtue of, I think it's ironic, because here's a president who claimed transparency, and the things you wanted to be transparent on, he wasn't. He was the least transparent. The things that you didn't want him to be transparent on, he was most transparent.
Oh, that's exactly right. And you see this continuous mantra in the press and Democratic Congress people getting in front of the microphone saying, oh, no, this is not a consistent policy. And what I believe is happening quite often is that you have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson getting out there and indicating some more reasonable willingness to negotiate, where Trump is saying, we won't give in until this, that, and the other thing happens. Well, what I think is quite often going on is that they're trying to up the ante in terms of the terms if we finally were to get to the negotiating table. But in the case of North Korea, the Trump team, one of the things that they did that I was so pleased with was that they backed out of this idea that you can negotiate with North Korea, because we tried that for years, and no matter how many times North Korea backed out of negotiations, violated previous negotiating terms, or refused to participate in negotiations, which it did again and again during the Obama years, we would offer yet more concessions, more carrots, if only they would get back to the negotiating table. And what actually happened was that they used this idea that they might negotiate as cover for the progress of their nuclear and missile programs. So now, as I said, we have this very advanced program, and you know, you were talking about the way the press does not look at the details. Well, one of the details that I find very interesting is during the Obama term, people would continually justify how little that administration did vis-a-vis North Korea by saying China is the only one who can do anything. Mm-hmm. And then when Trump came to power, they said, you're not pressuring China enough. And then he was reluctantly given, you know, some credit for actually getting China to move in various directions, which it looked like China was doing on various things like coal imports from China. But now that Trump is saying that China is not agreeing to anything, everyone's saying, see, you shouldn't have put all your eggs in that China basket. See, that was a mistake. Well, actually, I talked about it in my articles right from the beginning. They were never relying totally on China. They have been doing various other things, stepping up missile defenses, increasing coordination with our allies, South Korea and Japan and others, conducting increased military exercises, having an increased show of force over there, and working with Congress to increase sanctions on North Korea. And sanctions already have been increased, and people forget that Secretary of Defense Tillerson actually takes this increased pressure on North Korea so seriously that he went to the UN personally to add to Nikki Haley's constant refrain on the subject to say, look, we've got to pressure North Korea. We've got to come together on this existential threat.
Well, the United States seems to be the only one that sees this as an imminent danger. And, you know, and even, you know, to your point, President Trump said early on, whether or not China comes along, we've got to move forward. I mean, our mission is clear, so to speak. And I think he understood, you know, especially after the meeting at the White House with President Xi, that there was only so much the Chinese could do. Okay, so on the surface, they reject, you know, some coal from North Korea. They send it back. I mean, we're talking chump change by comparison. But the fact of the matter is China financially is in a lot of trouble themselves right now. So how much movement do they have? And I think Donald Trump understands that. That's also why he was very open about saying that he was not going to hold China fully responsible. He wanted them to be a partner in this effort. But, you know, it would seem, based on what you're saying and what we're seeing happening out here, Dr. Pierce, is that the United States, Donald Trump, this administration is leading the way and trying to bring the international community along. Because, as you also mentioned, Nikki Haley, wow, what an asset at the United Nations she has become. I think this has just been a brilliant selection by President Trump to put her in this position. I was glad that she was able to step up and take over this responsibility as our UN representative. I got to tell you, she is a golden asset, don't you think?
I so agree. Her passionate statements for human rights on North Korea, Syria, Iran, and the way she has insisted that the Human Rights Council no longer be a haven for dictators and a place where they can hide and pretend that they aren't some of the worst human rights violators. I admire Nikki Haley so much, and I love the way she backs up what's going on in the White House with everything she does in the UN.
Well, without a doubt, it's been like I said, really, really proud of her, you know, as a fellow citizen and someone that, you know, makes you proud to be represented by someone of her quality, and really respect her gifts and talents that she's using on behalf of we the people. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We've got more from Dr. Ann right after this. We're going to talk Syria next. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA packed right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 9775 1-800-656-9775.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. Set me in the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley I know I am not alone. You're better.
Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and what we're hearing is that the fighting is intensifying in Syria and the Golan Heights. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. Ann, I was just in Israel in January of last year. It just seems like yesterday, actually. And we were there in a blown-out office, or, well, military complex, essentially. It was like a headquarters there that the Syrians had one time had occupied, now had been taken over by the Israeli Defense Forces. And we're on top of this building, you know, this is pretty much blown out, standing next to a uniform IDF officer. And he is explaining to us where the enemy is sitting. You know, over here we have Hezbollah. We've got, you know, these bad players over here. And we've got some good guys over here. And, I mean, all within, I mean, close proximity for all intent and purposes. And I question him. I go, and we're standing on top of this building next to a uniformed officer. Why? You know, it seemed like an imminent threat to me. So I was happy to get off the top of that building.
Yeah.
But it was amazing, that, it is so close, right there, and how, Israel keeps an eye. I mean, these young kids that they have in these bunkers, just watching every move that's being made on that perimeter. It's, in a sense, it's kind of a bit of a makeshift DMZ zone, I guess you could say.
Wow, what a volatile conflagration and combination of forces there is over there in Syria and Lebanon. Like you said, Hezbollah now has a real stranglehold on the government in Lebanon. And it has its rockets and arms ready to launch at Israel by all recent accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, all these provocations are coming from Syria itself. And Hezbollah, of course, along with Iran and Russia, supports Assad. And you could not have, as I said, a more volatile mix. You have tensions growing in southeastern Syria in an area that's crucial to Assad's Iranian allies, and that could actually supply an overland supply route from Iran to Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and beyond. So Iran is very much in the mix with Hezbollah, which makes the existential threat to Israel all the greater. It is really a mess, and no wonder then that you've seen Israel more often striking back, even into Syria, when it says that it's actually getting incoming attacks from a particular area. It's willing to strike back. What a crazy mix of all these different entities vying for control. And then you, of course, have the U.S.-led coalition over there.
And doing an air dance with the Russians as well. I mean, you've got two superpowers trying to control the air there. The United States holding, you know, to its form and its commitment to its allies in terms of you know, doing what they can to attack ISIS. And it would seem that the U.S. is gaining ground, because what I sense, Anne, is that, there's desperation here that's taking place in the area, whether it's ISIS or the Assad regime, that they're definitely going down. I mean, they're fighting, and they're going down fighting to the last man, you would think.
Yeah, and that's right. And this is another example of what you were talking about before. I mean, what we hear publicly is that Trump and the Defense Department, they'll say, well, we're there to fight ISIS. We're not there to fight Assad, Russia, and Iran. But they know full well that there can be no peace in the region until Assad goes, and they have all said as much. And you have Nikki Haley constantly, for example, in the UN saying there can, and McMaster and Mattis have backed this up, saying there can be no peace with this butcher there. And she is continuously not only saying that, but she calls out Russia and Iran for their support of Assad. And I loved it when She actually refused to hold a Security Council session in secret and just dressed down Russia, said, we're not going to sit there in private while you take up for this butcher Assad. If you're going to do that, we want the public to know about it.
Exactly.
So what I see going on over there is not just that the U.S. is responding when their own anti-ISIS forces are definitely coming under attack by pro-Assad forces, which they have done, and not just responding to chemical weapons attacks, but also these responses to these incoming attacks serve to further deteriorate Assad's position. You see what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
Anytime
right.
You have an excuse to go back, for example, against an Iranian drone or an Assad aircraft in the name of self-defense, you are further weakening Assad's position.
Mm-hmm. You know, without a doubt. And speaking of chemical attacks, according to Reuters, the U.S. says it saw preparations for possible Syrian chemical attack. And, of course, this raised up, the conversation as well, is that is he back at it again, even though, and maybe it's because of the lack of international response over the previous chemical attacks. I don't understand why the UN is not, more forthright in attacking this situation and being more preemptive about their response. But this at this point is being led by Nikki Haley and the United States.
Yeah, which shows how much the world needs U.S. moral leadership as well as strategic leadership. I mean, once again, you have the UN too often just passing the buck on this. And, yeah, the U.S. actually did observe movement of chemical weapons at the same airfield where Syria dropped nerve gas on civilians on April 4th. And the White House response was firm. You can just be glad that Kerry and Obama were not there.
Yeah,
the White House said if Syria undertakes another attack, it will pay a heavy price. And then once again, Nikki Haley, she backed it up with a tweet and a public statement saying any further attacks to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad and Russia and Iran who support his killing of his own people. And now it looks like today Secretary of Defense Mattis came out and said, you know, it appears that Syria took those warnings seriously because an attack that they saw being prepared so far did not happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they attacked, I say they, the United States, we attacked the Syrian airfield, but evidently they were able to repair things. We could have done more, devastating damage, and maybe that's, that might be still in the plans.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's scary how likely active the chemical weapons still are in Syria. In fact, that's another thing Mattis said today. He said that this is not the only airfield where Assad has chemical weapons. There are other sites around Syria. Mm-hmm. So much for that plan that Kerry agreed to with Lavrov to get Syria to dismantle their chemical weapons. Which they agreed to in exchange for the United States not using airstrikes against Syria in response to chemical attacks. Well, it turns out chemical weapons are still active over there. And,
without a doubt. And let's not even talk about where those chemical weapons came from, right? That's for another day, okay?
Yes, we'll agree with you on that.
Dr. Ann,
you
know what I'm referring to, and most people understand as well. Dr. Ann Pierce, author, commentator, and scholar on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
Married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll let my lips speak only for your lips. In the good, in the bad, in the mistakes, no dark is gonna stand in my way. It's my way, it's your way.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything that you need to know. You know, people raise hundreds of millions of dollars every year to help someone or something that means a lot to them. In fact, over one in five Americans, about 22%, have contributed to a personal fundraiser online. Personal fundraisers are held for all kinds of reasons, to support a person in need, a sick pet, community improvements, and education needs. And this type of fundraising effort has been gaining in popularity in recent years because social media makes it easier than ever before. But what's the best way to go about raising money for a cause that's near and dear to your heart? Where do you turn? How do you get started? Well, here to tell us all about it is Facebook's Social Good Partnerships, Emily Dalton Smith. Emily, thank you for coming on and sharing this information with us, because, as you say, roughly 22%. I don't know of anybody that hasn't been involved in some sort of way in fundraising, in terms of an interest group, rather for them or somebody that they know.
Well, it's incredible, isn't it? And
yes.
The great news is that giving is growing.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to have products that are making it easier for the one in five people who have already given to a personal fundraiser to contribute, and will allow even more people to contribute to causes that they care about.
Well, and there's something about our very nature as Americans, particularly here in this country, but as you realize, and dealing with Facebook being an international vehicle, it's almost in our human DNA to give. I mean, it is amazing. I see people, sometimes the poorest of the poor, so willing to give. It kind of reminds you of the story of, that famous story in the Bible about the widow that gave her last two mites, as an offering. So just something about who we are as human beings, that we realize that it's better to give than receive, right?
It
because it's really special, and there's something incredible about coming together with a group of your friends and family and sometimes even people you don't know around a common cause and seeing the impact that even a small contribution can have on people's lives.
Well, tell us more about this trend of online giving, if you would. We touched on this a little bit, but I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on that.
Yeah, so as I said, giving is growing, and it's a pretty exciting time because anybody can create a fundraiser. You can start a fundraiser just by setting a goal, sharing your cause, and inviting your friends to contribute. You can fundraise for a nonprofit on Facebook, or now with our personal fundraisers, you can even fundraise for yourself or for a friend or someone or something that's not on Facebook, like a sick pet.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Why is fundraising on Facebook so unique?
Well, there are three things that really make it special. The reach, ease, and trust. So, of course, you can just easily reach people because they're already there. And if you're like me, you're constantly sharing on Facebook, you're posting, you're commenting on your friends, there's a million baby pictures, really easy to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
The second is ease overall. You can set up a fundraiser in just a few steps, and people can donate in two taps without ever leaving Facebook.
Wow.
And the last thing that really, really makes it special is that people know who's fundraising. So even if you're not directly connected, they can see how they are connected to you, and they can feel confident in where their donations are going.
Exactly. Well, how does charitable giving work on this platform? Let's talk about that.
That's a great question. Well, the most important thing about it is that it starts with people. Mm-hmm. People can create fundraisers at facebook.com/fundraisers. And as I said, they can fundraise for a nonprofit or now a personal cause. And we're already seeing this making a huge difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have a fundraiser on the site for an 18-year-old girl who needed an emergency heart transplant. And her dad turned to the Facebook community for help by creating a fundraiser and asking their friends and family to help contribute to the medical expenses. It's an amazing story, and they've already raised nearly $40,000 in just a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And as you say, that's where it starts. You invite your friends. You say the top fundraisers invite at least 350 people to their fundraiser.
Make sure when you create your fundraiser, you want to invite people, invite as many people as possible, ask your friends to invite people. It's really about bringing together a large group of people, and our most effective fundraisers invite more than 350 people.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to be sure to share your fundraiser. So invite your friends, but also share with them and ask them to share it with their friends and those people to share with their friends, because it can make a huge difference in how much you raise. We recently had someone create a fundraiser for Syrian refugees that was shared more than 17,000 times and raised over $1 million.
Wow. That's incredible. And that's the thing. It's the power of networking. And what are we, still 3 degrees from anybody knowing anybody in the world? Is that what they say still?
Just about that. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that is incredible when you think about it. And you just never know who you're going to contact and what kind of web you're going to get into and expand your sphere of influence and, broaden the opportunity for you to have a successful campaign. And Emily, you also say you want to stay engaged with your supporters. You want to make sure that you share updates, right?
Yes, this is really important. So say you've got your fundraiser running, you've invited not just 350 people, but you've invited 500 people, you've shared it, they've shared it, you've got a really active community building around the cause, mm-hmm. but be sure along the way that you update them. So you want to be sure, of course, that you thank people for their contributions directly and individually to acknowledge the gift that they've given. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of your campaign, you want to share updates on your progress. How are you doing? How close are you to meeting your goal? What's happening? And then really, most importantly, you want to share the impact of their contributions. So make sure you do that along the way as you hit major milestones, as you start to use the funds to do whatever you're fundraising for. Let people know the impact of their gift. It's a great way to thank them, but also just to help the community grow even stronger around your cause.
Exactly. And you encourage people to update at least a couple of times a week. How much is too much? Are people turned off by being solicited too often or updated too often on Facebook?
The amazing thing is that the community communities that grow up around fundraisers become really active, and we see active fundraisers updating sometimes even a couple of times a day as they have news about the person or thing they're fundraising for. And the amazing thing that you'll also see is as the community grows and starts to come together, other people, donors, supporters, people who don't even know you, will start to post as well and update. So I think as a fundraiser creator, the most important thing is to engage and update your community and also make sure that the whole community feels like they can update and that you're really coming together around a common cause that you all care about.
Exactly. This is Bill Martinez, and we're talking with Emily Dalton-Smith, who leads Social Good Partnerships at Facebook, where for the past 2 years she's played a key role in working with nonprofit and brand partners to help them raise money via Facebook, this incredible platform that's proving to be so successful for so many. Emily, we've talked about all the good things, but what's the biggest mistake people make in fundraising on Facebook?
There really is no bad way to Facebook, just a bad way to fundraise. Mm-hmm. As long as you're sharing your cause and you're really inviting friends, updating your campaign, you're going to have a terrific experience, and we're here to support you. So you can go to facebook.com/fundraisers and get started today.
You were reading my mind here. You channeled my brain because that was my next question, because I'm sure with all the information that we've given them today, they need to have a go-to place. And again, for more information, you can go to facebook.com/fundraisers, right? All the information is right there.
That's correct.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for being with us. It's good stuff here. And, congratulations to Facebook and for all those so far that have engaged. I mean, as we talked about, 1 in 5 Americans have contributed to a personal fundraiser online, and it only looks to be increasing in the years to come, right?
We hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Emily Dalton-Smith, Strategic Partnerships for Social Good on Facebook. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation.
Putin ordered a cyber campaign to help President Trump, but one thing that they've been struggling to find is the issue of collusion, whether there has been any so far between Russian officials and Trump officials, because there are a lot of leads and a lot of questions that they have yet to answer.
And obviously, they have made clear publicly that the FBI is investigating potential collusion between President Trump's campaign during the 2016 presidential race and any sort of collusion with suspected Russian operatives.
The FBI did not want to pursue leaks. They thought the most important part of the story was the probe into Russian collusion.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
You found that two-thirds of the country say that the Russian investigation is actually hurting the country.
64% say it's hurting the country. Why? Because Congress and the president aren't focused on the issues that they really care about. And you ask them, 56% say Congress should not be focused as much on Russia, should focus more on the issues, and those are health care, terrorism, the economy, jobs, tax reform, infrastructure. Hey, the people don't want the policies that are going to make their lives better interrupted by these investigations.
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, music from Frozen, huh? Let It Go. Maybe that's the theme song for some of the Democrats and those ideologues that want to hang on to stuff that there's no there. Again, we keep hearing Miss Claire in the background yelling, where the beef? Where the beef? There's just no beef here. They're coming up empty. And Andrea Kay joins us now. Yes, she's famous for having dynamite in a dress. Lord have mercy. What can I tell you? Of course, your husband's been saying that for a long time, but, you know, that's a whole other topic that we just don't want to talk about on the air. But, hey, you are what you are, and we appreciate your forthrightness and your passion, AK, and we love it when you're here talking about, you know, all the cooler talk conversation that's happening around the country.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's funny you should play that song, Let It Go, because I got the term dynamite in a dress because, you know, if I'm known for one thing, and my husband would tell you this, he says the one word to describe me that he can think of, that actually the word that most people have used to describe me in my life, is relentless. I'm not one to let it go, okay? Yes. Another nickname my husband has for me is last word, okay? AK is always going to get the last word in.
Yes.
That's
when he wakes up from being knocked out. He wakes up, because all I remember is that she had the last word.
Well, I think you know who's so far getting the last word on this, or actually, you know, not the last word, because the left is they're just now shifting from the whole stupid Russian collusion narrative to obstruction. But so far, the last laugh, if we're at a last word, a last laugh moment, it's Trump. Because right. Who now is being investigated? Loretta Lynch.
Go figure. Right, exactly. Well, it's only redeeming that would be the case. And, of course, you know, you talk about the last word. It's been many words, you know, to your point here. The mainstream media has been so fixated on this collusion thing. There was a report here done by MRC, their analysis, just in this monthly period, May 17th through June 17th, 353 minutes on the evening news. We're just talking on ABC, NBC, CBS, the three main network news. 353 minutes on Comey and the Russian investigation. And let's talk about terrorism by comparison. Only 29 minutes on terrorism. Last time I would think that there's actual empirical evidence and more issues to deal with on terrorism than, Comey and the Russian investigation. So, they're getting many words and so much so that, CNN got themselves in trouble, right?
Well, yeah, because, it was started to become clear to everybody, really, that I think there was another study that was done that CNN did 16,000 stories on the Russia compared to, you know, other stories like terrorism. This literally is kind of a form of political terrorism, if you will, through the media. So I think the American people had kind of already started to understand that there was no real there, and that CNN, their entire network, was devoted to the notion of something that wasn't there. But we're just going to keep on digging. And then we see this video emerge of a well-respected, high-ranking producer within CNN laughing and mocking about how, yeah, we know there's no really there. If there was, we would hear about it because there's so many leaks. No crimes have been, uncovered so far, and Trump's right to say that it's a witch hunt. The problem is that it's really not funny, because that poll number that two-thirds of Americans say it's hurting our country, it absolutely is. The one thing, the few words that Hillary Clinton got right, talking about words in October, was when she said, this country, unlike other banana republics, is known for our free and fair elections, and to not accept the outcome is the greatest threat we have to our democracy. We're actually a republic of states. This has all been about, talk about collusion. This is a collusion effort between the media and the left to undermine not just Trump's win and his legitimacy, but to stop his agenda. And their goal actually was impeachment.
Without a doubt. I mean, they've been revving up for that. And then again, now what's being exposed is that President Obama, of course, this is what the mainstream media is failing to report on. It was that this happened on his watch, the Russian intrusion. He was aware of this. He told the right, cut it out. That is really powerful foreign policy now, is that when somebody offends you like this and they do something, you just say, cut it out. And forget about sanctions. You don't need sanctions. You don't need any preemptive kind of, you just say, cut it out. And that stops people now. Did you know that? It's amazing.
Well, yeah. I had heard that, that's like the new weapon of choice, that they cut it out. We can laugh about it, but there's so many theories right now as to why Obama, of course it was his job to oversee the security of our nation from cyber threats. He didn't do anything. He didn't even say cut it out to China when they hacked into our system and 40,000 employees, including family members of mine, had their identities hacked. Didn't do anything about it. He didn't even say cut it out to them. He said cut it out to Syria and threw a red line down in some invisible ink. But of course it was his responsibility. One of the things the producer said in the video yesterday was, of course Russia was trying to hack into our system, trying to affect our election. That's what we do. Obama did it to try to stop, but he acted practically as an agent for Iran, trying to stop Bibi from getting reelected. They know that this did not alter the outcome of the election. He wanted to provide cover for Hillary. He thought Hillary was going to win. And he also, if he had revealed at the time that Russia was in our system, then maybe Hillary might have faced some harsher consequences for her email scheme.
Without a doubt. Well, God only knows, and there's lots of conjecture, but, again, true to our saying, opinion rules when facts are missing. And that's what we have. We have lots of opinion, little fact, and conjecturing going on. I mean, it cracks me up, AK, when somebody's talking heads, you know, somehow can channel the president and say this is what he was thinking. And, you know, it's he was absolutely brilliant in protecting the integrity of our voting system by ignoring the Republicans, I mean, ignoring the Russians and kind of keeping it on the back burner, so to speak. It was a brilliant foreign policy move on his part. Oh, yeah, please. Because there's been so many other brilliant foreign policy moves. You mentioned the red line written in invisible ink, just for one.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been telling us how brilliant this dude is since he was running for office and he had to spend millions of dollars to hide his college record. I mean, there is no evidence that this dude is brilliant at all. I mean, this is the same dude that can't even pronounce Navy Corpsman.
Corpsman. No, Corpsman over and over again. Yeah, no.
This can't do this up to 57 states, but we're still supposed to believe that every move, they're still trying to shove the he's brilliant narrative down us. And you know what? We ain't buying that anymore. I'm buying Bruce Jenner as Caitlin more than I'm buying Obama as brilliant at this point. Well, I think that Obama really thought that he had so much cover from the media that the truth, you talk about opinion, you know, without facts, that's what's been rolling them. And Obama, that rolled him into the presidency 8 years ago, and he rolled, you know, along with that for 8 years. But you know what? That you know, eventually, when he took office, we didn't have all the different ways that the facts can come out like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah,
didn't have as many, you know, citizen journalists, as many outlets as we have right now to uncover the truth. We didn't have Project Veritas going around doing some real undercover investigative journalism.
Exactly, and that's what you have to keep an eye out for and be discerning in this age, the information age in which we live in. You know, good news, we have lots of information. The bad news is there's fake news. I mean, there are people who, you know, 60 Minutes interviewed a couple of guys. That's their business. It's all fake news. It's get the headlines. This is what CNN entered into.
Mm-hmm.
They chased ratings. It was all about ratings, not about credibility. And what did they do to the brand? They've really tarnished it. And CNN being up for sale, and maybe thank God that it is, that might be how it survives, because the damage that's been done to this brand, it's now, you know, the house of fake news. I mean, it's like, okay, well, that's what you're going to be. And they've got some things to overcome here, and the damage that's done to their brand.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've gone from the most trusted name in news. I mean, who was that actor who voiced that? I'm not sure. James Earl Jones. I'm not sure if he's still alive today, but you know, he's rolling over in the grave right now. I think he passed away. He's probably saying, "Somebody, please take my voice off of that voiceover. I don't want to be connected to that." They're the least trusted name. A scoop from CNN now is as valuable as what I used to scoop out of my baby Pickles litter box. Okay, that's the value of a scoop from CNN.
Well, and I think they were greatly chastised the other day. They took exception. One reporter particularly went ballistic when you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was calling them out on this, is that, you know, anonymous tips and this sort of thing. I mean, you know, to be leaning on those, you know, the American public deserves credibility. They deserve respect, and they deserve good reporting. And maybe this is a call to action, and maybe a time for them to, you know, do some soul searching. And if the shoe fits, you know, then, hey, it's up to you to decide. Andrea Kay, conservative radio and TV host. I'm Bill Martinez, live. AK, always good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, honey. Have a good one.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grid.